It was a long time ago, it feels like now, that Paul Skeens picked up the ball and pitched against Milwaukee on Friday night. But we need to get into this. This is a massive story. All the trade rumors flying left and right from the national media, and Skeens hadn't talked about it yet. Well, he goes out there, he pitches well against Milwaukee. Got a no decision because that's just the way it goes for our guy. But the Pirates did win the game. And then after the game, Jason Mackey talked to him. And here's what Paul Skeens had to say. Quote, "When I got drafted, I came in with the intention of winning a World Series here. That hasn't changed. I don't think my days here are numbered by any means," end quote. Thank God. Thank God. I don't think Paul Skeens is the kind of guy who's going to ask out of town. I also don't think Paul Skeens is the kind of guy who's going to sugarcoat anything. I mean, let's think about, as Pirate fans, the best moments of our lives. Like, for people our age, you have 13, 14, and 15. You have the wild card game in 13. Skeens kind of pooped all over that.
Yeah.
This offseason. Yeah. Like, that was nice. Shouldn't we be shooting for something more? This is a guy that's not afraid to say what he's feeling. And so when Paul Skeens says, "I came here to win a World Series, I'm not going to be out of here anytime soon," I'm going to take that. And then I'm not going to talk about the national stuff anymore because I buy it. Like, that's not to say that they're going to win a World Series with him or anything like that, but that is his goal. And his days aren't numbered here. And if he were pissed by the way things were going, I'm sure he's not happy, obviously. But if he were pissed about the organization and was going to force his way out of the organization, I feel like that wouldn't have been what he said to Mackey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, that was kind of an exhale moment. We hadn't had him on the record about this stuff. Now we do. And he ain't trying to force his way out of town. And I didn't know how he felt. So I'm happy to hear it.
Well, I always kind of knew, and obviously I don't know him personally, but just from his makeup, that he's not a guy that likes to run away from challenges. And that just stamped it for me right there. I mean, I kind of knew that that's how he felt, but like him saying, like, "I came here with the intentions, quote unquote, the intentions of winning a World Series." Well, that just proves that he's not running away from anything. Like, guys that are wired that way, they cannot leave a situation until it's like all cleaned up. It's like leaving your room. It's like cleaning your room up whenever you're younger, but your bed's still not made. It's like everything else is clean, but you still haven't made your bed. Like, you can't leave the room and go do something else until your bed is made.
Unfinished business.
Yes. Like, he's not going to want to run from a situation. Now, I know how just, you know, sports business works. Like, whenever the time does come, like, that's not him running away. That's just what happens, but he's not going to ask to leave until he is probably allowed to leave, if that makes sense. He's not going to just be like, "All right, like, I've had enough. I'm sick of this. I don't want to lose anymore. I need out of here." He's never going to do that.
Yeah, they'll probably trade him with a year left on his deal, like they were always going to, and they need to build around the guy. I'm hoping that there's been enough, and this might just be purely hope, with no reason to believe that this is going to be the case. But I'm hoping there's been enough national embarrassment here, Doran, with all the PR stuff off the field, with how bad the team has performed on the field, with all this Paul Skeens stuff, that finally this is the offseason where some of the chips get pushed into the middle of the table.
I hope so.
And I've been saying this. 2 years ago, they spent $35 million in the offseason. That's not worthy of throwing a parade for. But $35 million is $20 million more than they spent this offseason. And Jason Mackey did the math. They're going to save like $33 million just by players who aren't going to be on the roster next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going money in, money out, like, Tommy Pham's not going to be here. Adam Frazier's not going to be here. Andrew Heaney's not going to be here. David Bednar, in his estimation, probably unlikely to be here. You're going to have $33 million that you spent this year that you're not going to have on the books for next year. Can you at least spend that kind of money?
Right.
And if you do, I'll piggyback off a point that I heard Pompeiani make yesterday. The Pirates are, 9-10 in one-run games? If they had spent a little bit more money this offseason or identified the correct targets this offseason, could two more bats not make a difference in a lot of these one-run games?
Yeah.
So my hope, and again, it might just be childlike hope, is that they've been embarrassed by the way this season has gone down. You had to fire your manager early on in the year. You're probably going to have to fire your general manager. that you pour some of these resources back into the baseball team. And you can save $33 million without even trading Mitch Keller.
Right.
But if you wanted to trade Keller, like if Bubba Chandler comes up soon and is the guy that you think he can be, and you decide to trade Keller, now you're working with like $50 million. And that's not even new money. Like, I could sit here and scream and beg and pound the microphone. Hey, don't only spend that 33 or that 50. Spend that and the 35 you spent two off seasons ago, and now you're really cooking with gas. But if it's only money out, money in, you can turn this roster over pretty quickly this offseason, and with the rotation they have, I don't think you have to be that far away from winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Skeens sees that too. But now is when I want Skeens to take that next step. Not now, but in his final press conference of the season, something like that. Like, I hate to put this much on the guy, but he's a star, man. The star of stars. I'd like him in his final press conference to say, all right, this is the time. We need to do this.
You want him to do that?
I do. If anybody can do it, it's him.
He can allude to it. Do you want him to straightforward to say, like, we need to get this thing rolling?
I think he needs to say we're not that far away, but we need to make the right moves.
Mm.
And we need to identify the appropriate targets. Like, as much as he can, hold their feet to the fire. It was nice to hear from him that he wants to hang out. And it was a big weight off of my chest, personally, as a Pirates fan and a guy that wants to see Skeens stay here for as long as we've always thought Skeens was going to stay here. But now you got to take that leadership role to the next level. You know, Myles Garrett in the NFL puts out a statement, we're not winning here. Like, he took his situation into his own hands. They wound up paying him. I want to see Paul Skeens take this situation into his hands, not to force a trade, but to say, hey, now's the time.
Got to get some guys here.
Have you seen what I'm doing, Bob?
Right.
Have you seen what I'm doing, not Ben Cherington, GMX? I think he needs to publicly say, at the end of the year, we only got a couple more years of me here. We all understand the economics of baseball. Let's go now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob Nutting has said, we're trying to build. Okay. Now's the damn time. Last year was the time. Well, that's in the rearview mirror. You got to get it done. You got to get it done. And I tweeted this out the second that Paul Skeens, you know, I think he had thrown five games in the big leagues. So long as Skeens is here, this is the best chance the Pirates have to win the World Series in our lifetimes. When you can start a rotation with that guy and Chandler and Keller and Jared Jones, hopefully here soon, that's the best rotation. We're going to see if we all lived a normal United States American men life expectancy.
Yep.
This is the best chance.
Yep.
So pour freaking resources into this thing. And then if you want to tear it down afterwards and spend like $12 on the roster, okay, fine, do it. That's what the Marlins had done.
Yeah.
I paid Giancarlo Stanton all that money and try to win and spend all kind of money. It doesn't work. And then you trade guys off and you take it all the way down to the studs. I'm fine with it, but build now.
How do you feel about him saying that? And then there's the process of getting the new general manager. Like, would you like that being said, that bar being set so high by your star player?
Hell yeah.
And then you come in here and you have the task of appeasing him, but also putting this roster together?
I think this is a desirable place for a general manager to land. And people are going to
really
think I'm, yeah, they're going to think I'm crazy. You think I'm crazy. I can tell by your tone there. You think I'm crazy. You've got the bones of one of the best starting rotations in Major League Baseball. You have the number two pitching prospect, the number two prospect overall, in fact, in Major League Baseball that's going to make his debut any day now. And you pair that guy with Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller, and Oviedo just picked up a baseball. That's right, baby. Oviedo.
You also have leeway, too, to mess up.
That's right, buddy. You can do absolutely jack crap for 6 years and you can hang out. You can buy Ben Cherington's old place.
Yep.
For real. I mean, I do think that's a selling point. Hey, you can screw around for 6 years. You still got a job. I think if the right GM had been in place this offseason, you're looking at like Austin Hayes in left field.
Yes.
And Lux, and you might have been looking at Rhys Hoskins at first base. I think maybe if you had a general manager with eyes a couple of years ago, maybe that guy's your first baseman right now. Like, even with the minuscule budget, I think the right GM could have this team contending with this starting staff.
I agree with that.
So I'd like to see Skeens say some of these things at the end of the year. Like, that's what stars do. You know, Ben never had a problem coming on this radio station and saying how he felt about the way this organization was operating. And when your star shines that bright, there's responsibility beyond just holding the ball every fifth day. And the discourse, I think, can lead perhaps Bob Nutting to that viewpoint. But I think if the guy himself, Paul Skeens, comes out at the end of the year and says what everyone's thinking and what he's thinking, I think that's the next step towards pushing this thing in the right direction. Maybe I'm wrong.